Go Kill Lake breaking up in the sun. Is that the sound of 10,000 birds barking like mountains? No. Is that the sound of outer space, the other never heard by us world? No. Perhaps then it's 13 sacred cannons firing huge flaming balls of redemption in our path. No, no. It's just Gokyo Lake breaking up in the sun. Is that an avalanche like sin, punishment, and emptiness unknown? Is that a real avalanche, a loudness birthing eternal silence through its rending stone cervix? Is this the iron irony of molten medicinalist, minuscule, buried alive death? No, Gokyo Lake is breaking up in the sun. Are these the whirring teeth of mechanical contraband come to take the high trees? The motorbikes of Bangkok angry at the rushing minutes lost. New York honking its collective gridlock worldwide. Is it a freeway collapsing in my hometown? Is it the fifth horseman? No, listen. It is Gokyo Lake breaking up in the sun. Listen. Has the Ganges decided to flow into Tashkent and form a moat around Moscow before emptying into the freezing waters twixt Finland and Leningrad, causing untold relentless havoc? Has a monster finally found its form? Is Los Angeles about to implode through the yak dung stove? Is it an earthquake? A fierce, revengeful bikini I did wrong? Is it all my previous had to be horrible incarnations come up to vomit me into a hell only I could conceive? No, it is only Gokyo Lake breaking up in the sun. What is this jade? This ultra reflection, vibrating liquid, doing for free all a gem's ever gonna do. My musings are vanquished by the loudness. Has Sagarmatha's glaciers calved? Has the sky storming herds of yak driven by reincarnations of murdered monks? Has the colossal energy of might-have-beens self-immolated like warheads along the crumbling ridge? Has peace been broken like eggs in the nest? Is that growl a genocidal demonic tractor or bulldozer? No, in the sun, Gokyo Lake breaks is all. Why are you not convinced? Why won't you take the answer? What? Aren't those tribal drums multiplying? Isn't there a bloody revolution in the bottom of my shoes? Aren't gongs struck in my sentient temples? Has the moon left for keeps? Answer me. What is that catastrophic coughing from a wounded lion large as Cho Oyu? Who is that wheezing faraway man? Hey, you. Those drums are the beatings of your heart older than its many moons. Those gongs are the clangorous reverbs of your locomotive lungs. Your money changer purged temples are filled with the blood of the masses of uncelebrated martyrs. That is your coughing, and you are no lion, Shimi Shimi. That wheezing faraway man is just the sound of Gokyo Lake breaking up in the sun. A woman, strong and beautiful, drags you to the top for your audience with the mother of the universe. Gokyo, Gokyo Ri, 18,000 feet with big view of Sagarmatha, Everest, Nepal, December 1989.